Chapter 4. Maggie Somerville's skin looked as rosy as the stainless steel table on which she lay. She'd been vacuumed and washed to reveal a petite blonde with a girlish figure, small-breasted with narrow hips. It's impossible to see beauty in dead people, but if she were alive, I imagined Maggie Somerville more cute than beautiful. She had thin lips, a chin just shy of full-sized, and a small, undefined nose. Her face suggested that somewhere in early adulthood, Maggie stopped ripening and preserved herself in a visually appealing state like a perfect-looking pear that was nowhere ready to eat. "The cause of death is asphyxiation," said Julie Swenson, whose long gray hair was tucked beneath a green surgeon's cap. Her pale blue eyes remained placid as she snapped on a pair of latex gloves.
"Strangled?" said Ellegarde.
"Nope," said Julie, manipulating the corpse's head to show us the neck. "My guess is she was unconscious, then smothered with a gloved hand or pillow. No signs of resistance, no skin under her nails, no bruises."
"Was she drugged?" I said.
"Ding, ding, ding," said Julie. 100 points for Nils." She threw a faint smile my way, and I devoted the rest of my life to her.
She picked up her iPad and read,
"A blood alcohol level of 1.9 and rehypnol."
"Rehypnol? She was raped?" said Ellegarde.
"She was not raped," said Julie. "I found no evidence of any sexual activity whatsoever."
"We'll find out where she drank that liquor," said Ellegarde.
"You can slip a woman a roofie, but it's hard to slip her enough alcohol to get her to 1.9.
"So the only reason she was drugged was to be killed," I said.
"That is one hell of a nonviolent way to kill someone. The killer either cared about her in his own fucked up way, or barely had the stomach to go through with it. So he rendered her defenseless because if she fought back, he'd lose his nerve."
"Or," said Ellegarde. He stopped.
"Or what?"
"Men kill themselves with guns and nooses and driving head-on into trees. Women kill themselves quietly, slashed wrists in a tub full of water, or more often, with sleeping pills, which is what rehypnol was when it was legal in this country. Maggie obviously didn't kill her."